Meeting on February 23rd. It's 7 o'clock. Rosa could take the roll call.
Trustee Cascatello?
Here.
Trustee Bachner?
Here.
Trustee O'Connell? Trustee Gillis?
Here.
Trustee Vasquez?
Here.
Trustee Brennan? President Aducey?
Here.
If I can ask you all stand so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I think I don't know if we have any other than Jack. No, okay. Well, we're really excited tonight because we have a really special guest that is going to do citizen comments, and it's a young man or young boy named Jack Drury who wrote a book. How about, is this not cool? And his mom, Jill, is here with us. They live up on Monroe Street. And anyway, so I'll ask Jack to come to the podium, and he's got a few words that he'd like to say and request something from the village.
In front of the village, and there is something downright magical about a little community library, the kind that looks like an old house but holds the universe inside. These tiny treasure chests of stories turn quietly turn sidewalks into story time and dog walks into literature adventures. For kids, they are portals. One minute you are racing your bike past the village hall, and next you are clutching a mystery novel like you discovered buried treasure. Placing one right in front of the village hall, he is especially poetic. It says, stories live here, curiosity is welcome here, imagination is protected here. Nestled near a place that represents community leadership and care, the little library becomes more than a box of books. It becomes a symbol of safety, belonging to the shared and responsibility. Parents smile, knowing it's a well-lit, watched-over space, and children feel very official, selecting their next adventure under the approving gaze of their town's front porch. In a world of big screens and busy schedules, a tiny library reminds us that small things, painted wood, gently worn pages, a child's eager hands can build big readers, brave thinkers, and a community that proudly turns the page together. Thank you for listening, Jack Drury.
Yeah. Well, Jack, that was very well said, and I know the board appreciates your comments, and I think we don't need to get a vote, but I'm happy to have our trustees raise their hand. But I think we're going to unanimously agree with you that we need a little library right in front of the village hall. And it's because of you that you brought this to our attention. And so, one, we appreciate it. And second, I hope you can help us, have people actually use it on occasion. And we'll make sure that your book is in there as well, right? So how cool is that? I mean, right here in River Forest, Illinois, right here. Jack, thank you so much. And unless any trustees want to say a word or two, I mean, I don't think anybody would oppose putting that beautiful little library.
Idea.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Jack. Yep. Sometimes we love you, our residents' ideas. So thank you for bringing this to our attention. And we really appreciate it. So I'm hoping, Jessica, that we can have some idea maybe when it can get put in.
Yep. I've been working with the Director of Public Works, Jack Bilak, on our side to see about when we can get it installed. So upon board,
which we already did,
acceptance this evening, we will place the order tomorrow, and then we should have our own little library installed here in the coming weeks.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much. Well, you're more than welcome to continue to stay and watch our board meeting if you'd like. Or you can go home and do your homework. Whatever mom says, though. Okay, very good. Thank you again. What a great presentation. Okay. Next is my presentation. So I'll go ahead and give it. I'm going to bring this up and this up in case I need it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, I'm going to give my state of the village, so we can move you up if you want, but maybe you can, do you got something going on tonight? Yeah? All right, well, we'll endure maybe 20 minutes of learn a little bit about what we're doing here in River Forth. Okay, good. So how about that? That's why we love River Forth. And hopefully, Bob, you'll write a little bit about that young gentleman. Yeah, I mean, what a great story. Okay, well, let me begin. And I want to say thank you again and good evening for being here tonight to hear the State of the Village address. People often ask me, do I have to statutorily provide a village address? And I say, no, I do this. I purposely put myself under this stress because I think it's important that that our residents and hear what we've been doing, because we work really hard around this table. So I'd like to thank the village trustees, of course, the clerk that are here tonight, our wonderful staff, and all of our partners who help us every day. One of the things that makes River Forth so special is that people show up. You heard just tonight, Jack Drury. They care about their neighbors, your streets, your schools, and the future of this community. That engagement is the foundation of everything we do. So tonight I will provide an overview of our village's accomplishments throughout 2025, and there's a lot of them, so bear with me, and what is to come. There's three principles that guide our work every day, and it's investing in public safety, improving quality of life to strengthen our property values, which is very important, and of course, stabilizing our property taxes. Public safety is the foundation that allows our community members to feel secure and our businesses to thrive. And it is critical to the overall quality of life. Over the last year, we made significant investments in both our personnel and equipment for our first responders to ensure that they have the tools to serve this community at the highest levels of service. We achieved, which is very important, full staffing in both our police and fire departments. This means faster response times, stronger coverage, and a healthier work environment for the first responders who protect us every day. We strengthened our command teams in both departments to ensure we continue to have strong leadership and continuity. I'm proud to appoint former Deputy Police Chief Jim Greenwood as our new Chief of Police, which opened the doors for Mike Surzinski, I think I pronounced that right, Mike, okay, to be promoted to Deputy Chief, so congratulations, and Marty Grill to Commander. On the fire department, not much has changed. We got Chief Tom Gardner and Deputy Chief Dave Bohannock, who continues to lead with professionalism, expertise, and a deep commitment to service. The village has reached, just to give you an update on our union contracts, has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing our police officers and our sergeants. We as a board are proud of the results, which is a fair contract that rewards our officers and keeps River Forth competitive in a challenging hiring environment, while still respecting our financial responsibilities. The Village Board recognizes that strong public safety requires the latest tools and technology. Over the past year, we approved and deployed several important upgrades: a modernized drone to support event monitoring, and more importantly, any search and rescue operations in our forest preserves. We also approved a Star Chase tracking technology, which allows officers to safely track vehicles without dangerously high-speed pursuits. We also have a new water rescue equipment for the fire department, the first of its kind in our community. And coming soon, we will have a light rescue vehicle, which will provide versatility that will improve response times and reduce the wear and tear on our fire department's ladder truck. These investments put our first responders in the best possible position to ensure the ongoing safety and security of our community. While equipment and staffing are essential, public safety is also shared responsibility. And this past year, our residents stepped up to some very outstanding ways. More than 100 of our residents completed a CPR training provided by the fire department, which strengthens the ability to respond in an emergency if first responders have not yet been called or are en route. And it has a real potential to save lives. If you can recall, in August, the Village Board recognized resident Allie Freimeyer Cohn with the Heart Savior Hero Award for using CPR to save a family member's life.
Her courage is a powerful reminder of what community preparation can mean when it matters the most. Our fire department expanded our partnership with the Concordia University of Chicago Nursing Program in 2025. Initially providing CPR certification for nursing students, the department now uses Concordia's simulation lab for advanced emergency training. The collaboration expanded with the Oak Park Educational Foundation to create an immersive medical camp where our local students learn CPR, suturing, and more, and even participating in a simulated mass casualty incident to be prepared in the event of a serious emergency. Our police department continues to host quarterly public safety meetings as they have for nearly now a decade. During these meetings that are open to all community members, there are guest speakers and members of the department who provide updates on community safety initiatives, share crime prevention tips, and provide time for residents to ask questions and share feedback relating to safety and security in River Forest. All of these collaborations reflect the best of River Forest, where individuals, local groups, and institutions are working together to preserve life and strengthen safety for the entire community. While safety is essential, so is connections. A strong community is built not only on the efforts of our first responders, but also on the moments that connect us. This year, the Village introduced two new events that created meaningful opportunities for residents to make new connections. Following the 100th Memorial Day Parade, one of my favorite River Forest traditions, we held the very first ever Business Bash in partnership with our Chamber of Commerce and our Park District. This event highlighted the energy and creativity of our local business community and reinforced that supporting our businesses strengthens the entire community and village. I really enjoyed meeting so many local business owners, as well as music from the Bono Brothers, alongside so many of our community members. We also hosted our very first senior barbecue and bingo event. It was an event, it was an afternoon filled with laughter, fellowship, and appreciations for our older residents who have played an integral role in shaping this community. 75 older adults joined us for a barbecue lunch and some competitive fun while playing bingo, with prizes for the winners generously donated by our local businesses, including First Watch and Good Earth Greenhouse. River Forest achieved the EV Ready Gold designation last year, a major milestone that reflects our commitment to environmental responsibility and long-term planning. There are only four communities in the state who have participated in this initiative. And I'm especially proud that River Forest is the smallest municipality to achieve this distinction, which positions us as a sustainability leader in our region. The Village Board also took a sensible but forward-thinking approach to gas-powered leaf blowers. Our incremental strategy to ultimately phase them out gives residents and businesses time to prepare as technology improves, while signaling our commitment to reducing pollution and improving overall quality of life. We also continued our work with the Cross Community Climate Collaborative, known as C4. In September, C4 hosted its first mayor and community forum at Triton College, bringing together leaders from around the region to discuss how we move sustainability goals forward. Through this collaboration, River Forest benefits from shared knowledge, regional coordination, and group problem solving. We learned from our neighboring communities, strengthen the equity of environmental policies, and share our own successes for the good of all. We also proud to partner with the University of Illinois Chicago, who helped us shape our climate action plan. We are committed to following this plan to make our community a healthy and more vibrant community. We continue our quarterly casual conversations with the Village President event, which for those of who have not attended, it's a very informal gathering that creates space for a productive dialogue between our residents and village leadership, including myself and others. Local government works best when we listen, and these conversations ensure your voices guide our decisions. The next event will take place on Saturday, March 14th, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at our public library in the Barber Hall meeting room, and I invite all residents to attend. Throughout 2025, the Village continued to send out weekly e-newsletters to provide consistent, reliable news and updates so community members are aware of what the Village is working on. And I am proud that we continue to have open rates that are well above the normal averages for digital engagement. On our social media pages, the village's reach grew significantly. For example, there were more than 780,000 post views on our Facebook page, representing a 300% increase compared to 2024. One of the most popular posts, believe it or not, was our snowplow naming contest, proof that even in the middle of a very cold winter, our community knows how to have a little fun while staying informed. We also saw strong engagement through our service request platform. In 2025, there were 547 service requests submitted online. The most common concerns involved parkway trees and bushes, which tells us two things. First, residents care deeply about the appearance and safety of their neighborhoods. And second, there is a solid awareness of this tool to help the village respond more quickly to community needs. This kind of engagement reflects a community that is tuned in and that the village is committed to listening and continuing to strengthen and encourage connections to share information. Of course, the most common concern we hear from residents by far is traffic and safety. And please be assured, we have heard you loud and clear in so many ways and good ways. In response, we are moving forward with a project that will bring improvements to Washington Boulevard. Pedestrian roadway safety are extremely important. And by using data from traffic studies and engineering analysis, we are working to implement solutions that are thoughtful, effective, and fair. There will be an open house to learn more about this project. I think this is our second or third open house on Thursday, March 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. right here in Village Hall. So I encourage everyone to attend, no matter where you live in the village. This effort will build on our successful initiative that installed traffic bollards. Those are the short vertical posts along Washington Boulevard, which reduced, believe it or not, the average speed of vehicles by 7 miles per hour, which is pretty significant. So the proposed improvements include a new bike path, a raised crosswalk, and other measures to help residents safely cross this busy road. We also took important steps to increase safety along Lake Street, where residents raised concern about speeding and difficulty crossing the road there. These initiatives were the direct result of a resident requesting action during a quarterly casual conversation event, followed by a meeting with neighbors near Edgewood Place. Their advocacy helped us to identify specific problem areas and move more quickly to reach solutions. As a result, the village installed delineators at strategic intersections to support traffic calming while we design more permanent improvements. We are excited to complete these projects and expect to share updates in the coming weeks. This type of engagement to continually improve our community is the very reason we host these quarterly meetings. This year, we again adopted a balanced budget that was built on conservative revenue projections and careful, responsible spending. We implemented a minimal property tax increase, just enough to maintain essential services without placing unnecessary burden on homeowners. I'm proud to say our work was once again recognized for excellence in budget presentation and financial reporting by the Illinois Government Finance Officers Association. This recognition reflects the professionalism of our staff, run by Rosie McAdams, and the village's ongoing commitment to transparency and accountability. At the same time, we have worked aggressively to bring outside dollars into River Forest to support necessary investments in our infrastructure without relying solely on local taxpayers. Cook County, for instance, these are just a few grants that we got. Cook County awarded the village more than $60,000 for phase one engineering of the Washington Boulevard corridor project. The Illinois EPA is providing $370,000 in competitive grant funding for publicly available EV charging stations, supported by more than $300,000 in ComEd public sector rebates. ComEd also provided a rebate of $7,000 to support the police department's first ever electric vehicle. And CN Railway contributed more than $13,000 to help fund parkway tree plantings throughout the village. Our relations in Springfield are very good. We have, with the support of Senate President Don Harmon, House Speaker Chris Welch, Leader Kimberly Lightford, and Leader Camille Lilly, the village secured nearly $3 million, the Yes, $3 million to help fund the cost of engineering, permeable paver improvements, and critical water main and drinking water infrastructure improvements. And we're not stopping there. We're looking forward to the village has secured an additional $150,000 from the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District to additionally help cover the permeable paver improvement costs, and more than $1 million through advocacy provided by Congressman Danny Davis just recently for water main replacements. That was a great grant. While we continually work to ensure our residents and businesses are not unduly burdened by property taxes, the long-term solution is to expand and strengthen our tax base on a consistent basis. This is why economic development remains another top priority. Strategic reinvestments support local businesses, increase property values, and help to diversify revenue so the tax burden doesn't fall disproportionately on our existing community members. Economic vitality and tax stability go hand in hand. This is why I was so proud to see unanimous support from the Village Board for the development proposal at Madison and Ashland. With approximately $600,000 in anticipated property tax revenue in the first year and nearly $10 million over the remaining life of the TIF, this project represents a major step forward in strengthening our financial foundation. Another key part of our economic development strategy is our Small Business Improvement Grant Program, which supports businesses located on the Madison Street and North Avenue TIF district. This program helps small businesses invest in their storefronts, enhance their visibility, and contribute to the revitalization of our commercial corridors. An example, grant recipients this year included Studio 19 Bar, right up on North Avenue, a new addition, new business to our community, along with Novak Orthodontics, a longtime River Forest business, also received a grant. These investments reflect the energy and commitment that continues to strengthen our business districts and support long-term tax-based growth. There are also encouraging signs of economic momentum throughout the village. The River Forest Town Center is now fully occupied, a milestone that speaks to the strength of our local market. This includes the addition of First Watch, which has quickly become a popular gathering space, and the expansion of Whole Foods, which demonstrates continued confidence from one of our anchor businesses. Joel Food Store, if you haven't been there lately, also completed a major interior renovation. And not only did these investments enhance convenience and amenities for residents, they also strengthen our commercial tax base and contribute to long-term fiscal stability of our community. Of course, I couldn't give a State of the Union speech without giving everyone an update on Lake and Lathrop. Yep, it's always there. The village, here's some of the updates that I can provide to you. The village attended the most recent status hearing on January 29th for this important commercial property that remains undeveloped due to ongoing litigation between Wintrust and the former developer, Lake and Lathrop Partners. At the hearing, Judge Kriakopoulos, you try to say that a couple times, Kriakopoulos, established the schedule. He's the judge that's hearing the case, established a schedule for discovery and depositions between these two parties and scheduled the next status hearing for June 1st. In line with public statements I made at the October court hearing, I will continue to advocate for quick resolution in this legal case. I also urge our residents to write or call the judge and ask his honor to resolve this issue as soon as reasonably possible. The best place to get this solved is in the courtroom, and not in the newspapers, but that's a suggestion. All information will be on our website for residents to use if they'd like to write to the judge or even go to his courtroom. Our ultimate goal is to be able to market this property for future development so that it can additionally contribute to the strength of our tax base. So through thoughtful and strategic development, the village can maintain high quality service, invest in infrastructure maintenance and improvements, and ensure River Forest police, fire, and other personnel are appropriately paid while protecting our residents from rising tax pressures. So in closing, the state of our village is very strong. We remain committed to upholding our guiding principles while planning for our future through initiatives I have summarized as we move forward in 2026. I am proud of our professional staff, our elected leaders for our joint commitment to continually strengthening the community. And I'm also excited about what lies ahead. Through continued collaboration, engagement, and focus on our shared values, I know that River Forest best days are still in front of us. So thank you for your trust, your partnership, and your commitment to this community. And I thank you for being here tonight. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right. So
that was my comments and announcements. I will ask maybe Megan will go to the comments and announcements. I mean, your comments.
Okay. If Erica doesn't mind, I'll begin with the land acknowledgement. As we begin, we're mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still is inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We'll remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place where many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. That's all I have tonight.
Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you. Rosa?
I have nothing to add other than I'm grateful for the days getting longer.
Yeah, right. That's true. Rez?
Just some quick announcements. I know you already mentioned about the Washington Boulevard Improvement Project, the second open house on March the 19th from 4 to 7 here in Village Hall. And then we also have the Madison Street Development Neighborhood Meeting. That's on March the 5th from 6 to 9 at the River Forest Civic Center. And then I'm going to let you do that if you want. That's usually your expertise, but go ahead.
Yeah. And the one thing I would I want to make sure everybody knows is that for all of these meetings, we have postcards, we have letters. So we're really trying to reach out and make sure that everybody is aware what meetings are happening when. You can also go to the website and pull it down there. And we do have, last but not least, from I guess the two of us.
Right.
Is LRS specialty diversion events. So we have our e-waste collection. So you have to submit a request online by scanning the QR code on the postcard you received. You can go to the website and find it. Electronics must be curbside by 7 a.m. on the date that you're assigned. Right. Oh, no, it's Monday, March 16th through Wednesday, March 18th. So one of those days you'll get assigned. There's a limit of seven items per request and a maximum of two TVs or monitors. And you have to have your request submitted by Thursday the 12th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, for the State of Village address. It may have been oversight, but I wanted to include in the wonderful celebrations that we have each year in 2025. Mm-hmm. The River Forest Inclusion and Pride Walk.
Yes.
That
oh, yes.
Megan and I and others yep. and the staff mm-hmm. and that the village sponsors every year, that we got mm-hmm. over 500 participants.
Yep.
It became so big that the walk had to move to Keystone Park and we got wide yeah. Media coverage on it. So very proud of that. And I think the village should be too.
Yep.
We regularly mm-hmm. hear from folks in the community who have moved to this to River Forest because of that and the openness.
Yes.
So really proud of that.
Yes, thank you for reminding me, and I apologize for the omission. It's a great event. Thank you. Okay, is that all, Erica?
That's yeah. it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so if you guys don't mind, I think we're going to go on to the consent agenda, but I'd like to take off the proclamation honoring Laurel and Dennis since they are here tonight, and I'd like to read the proclamation and congratulate them on their award. So if that's okay by the
sure.
trustees. Okay, very good. So then if I can get a consent agenda motion in a second for A through E.
Move motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Okay, great. Any comments or questions on those items? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to read out loud those items and then take the vote, please.
Item 6A, Village Board of Trustees meeting minutes, February 9th, 2026. B, Administration Department report. C, January 2026 financial report. D, Fire Department 2025 Annual Report. E, Washington Boulevard Invest in Cook Funding Commitment Resolution. Trustee Cascatello?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
And I think I have two, right?
Nope.
No, we have
four.
Okay, I have four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. So if I can get a motion and a second to for the FOC Commission. Ask Dennis and come on up. Can I get a motion?
Move to approve consent agenda item F. Proclamation honoring Laurel and Dennis McMahon as the 2026 Heart of Our Village Award recipients.
Second.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I've got the proclamation. We're going to get it. I've signed it and we're going to get it framed for you. But if you would indulge me, I'd like to read it out loud and put it in the record. So this is Laurel and Dennis McMahon as the 2026 Heart of Our Village's Award recipients. So whereas Laurel and Dennis McMahon were long-term residents of River Forest who not only lived at and beautifully restored the William H. Hatch House at 306 Keystone in River Forest, such that it was named Chicago's Finest Painted Lady and listed on the National Register of Historic Places, but also owned and operated McMahon's Refreshments, a popular local gathering spot at 7985 Lake Street, from 93 to 96. What a great spot. I mean, it was right there on that corner. So whereas Laurel McMahon lobbied for the first comprehensive architectural and historical survey and significance rating of every property in River Forest, in addition to leading the four-year campaign to pass River Forest's first ever historic preservation ordinance, and was then appointed the first chair of the village's Historic Preservation Commission. Laurel McMahon not only chaired the planning committee for the 125th anniversary, okay, celebration of the incorporation of River Forest, but also served as president of the Historical Society of Oak Park and River Forest for two terms, where she played a key role in elevating the organization's annual Tale of the Tombstones walking tour, which is a great tour, into an institution which will celebrate its 35th anniversary in 2026. And Laurel McMahon was the driving force behind the South of the Track Society, a lighthearted group that brought neighbors together in activities such as marching in the annual Memorial Day Parade. And then there's Dennis. Dennis McMahon served 10 years from 1995 to 2005 on the River Forest Plan Commission and became the longest serving member of the River Forest Development Review Board from 97 to 2015, including one term as chairman. So, Catherine DeDucey, on behalf of the Village of River Forest, we express our sincere appreciation to Laurel and Dennis McMahon for their many years of community-oriented service and congratulate them on their selection by the Historical Society of Oak Park and River Forest as the 2026 recipient of the Heart of Our Villages Award. So, congratulations. That's the invitation. And it is on March 12th at the 19th Century Club. So hopefully we all can go. Why don't you come on up?
Yeah.
Yes. Say yes, please.
Most of you can help me, though.
Come on up. We have to, so people are listening, believe it or not.
I rarely pass up a chance to say something, especially on issues.
You can come up here too, Dan. Yeah, come on, Dennis. You got to, one paragraph out that whole thing.
You know, I'm sorry to say it's been a few years since Dennis and I have been in this room at an official gathering like this. And I am struck by how the village is moving forward. You're accomplishing so much. You're acknowledging other groups that weren't always acknowledged here. And it really is gratifying to see all the progress in so many ways. I have to say, River Forest, we lived here 30 years, and we always felt so privileged to live here in this wonderful, wonderful community. I would say, I want to add one thing to the things that we want to you to continue to be sensitive to, and that is our phenomenal built environment. Yeah. We have such a rich history of architecture here that you cannot find this collection anyplace else. And we always felt that we were stewards of our, what we considered a wonderful home, stewards of our neighborhood, stewards of our community. And I would like to encourage everybody to feel that way as well. It's your stewards of what generations have built and handed down to their children. And you know, so many of our children come back and live in our communities because they are such wonderful places to raise children, to open businesses, to live and enjoy life. I think River Forest is in wonderful hands. It's delightful to hear all the wonderful things that are going on. And even though we are slightly across the border into Elmwood Park right now, you know, we keep a very close eye on things that are happening here and hope to return someday. Yeah. So thank you very much for this award. We were very humbled by it, I would have to say, in a community of such volunteer spirit. You know, there are just so many people who step forward and make it the wonderful community that it is. And it is really very humbling to be singled out. Yeah. So thank you very much for this.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Well, I know Laurel and Dennis, when I got involved, boy, your names kept on coming up, kept on coming up. And so thank you for all your energy and commitment and time, volunteer. I mean, you're right. People don't realize that we all do this as public servants, basically. We don't get paid. We don't take anything. We just want to do what's best for the community. So you're the epitome of that, you and Dennis. So I appreciate it. And I hope everyone will go to the museum gala. It's a ton of fun. I've been there a couple times. So congratulations on your being honored. And we'll see you there for sure. Thank you. And we'll get you that proclamation to you. Now, we have to take the vote before.
I'm
hoping it will get approved. But I think it will. But okay, if I can ask Rosa to read it.
Okay. 6F, proclamation honoring Laurel and Dennis McMahon as 2026 Heart of Our Villages Award recipients. Okay. Trustee Vasquez.
Proudly, yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes, and thank you very much for all that you have done for the village, too.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Cascatello.
Yes. Okay. Okay, we will send you your proclamation and we'll have fun at the gala. So thank you for also coming. I'm a board member, newly River Forest resident. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Genevieve. Yeah. Didn't see you. You kind of like slipped in. Thank you for being here, Genevieve. And okay, great. All right. I think that concludes, boy, this might be the shortest.
Yeah.
Concludes our board. We have no board commission business. We have no unfinished business and we have no executive session, right? So I'll just take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Trustee Cascatello?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
President Odusi?
Yes.